And welcome back.
Yay!
Thick and tired with the Curvy Godmothers. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about hotties.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, Bob. Hotties, hall passes, alterations, and also really great feedback and emails that we've been getting from our listeners. So I'm very excited about that one because we tell you at the end of every episode, please write in to us, and you're all listening, so thank you so much.
And someone wrote in, so that's great.
Two people wrote in.
I mean,
we have a couple.
More than that, right? We're going to talk about two.
We're talking about two today. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
We're kind of in the same realm.
Screw the Jeopardy fun fact this week, guys. Let's talk about the Oscars and let's talk about our hall passes. Because we all know you got them out there. I know you all had to deal with your other halves that if this celebrity comes fotzing around to you and say, hey, listen, I'm interested, we're going for it. Me, Ryan Gosling all the way. There is nothing.
I mean, that's always a good one.
I mean, what always. The F is that, dude?
Yeah, I know.
He's
adorable.
Killing it in the fashion scene. All Barbie press tour long at every award show. Hot as shit. Hot as hell.
Yeah.
Hall pass for Cassidy. Gia.
I agree. So, honestly, he's a classic, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Oh. I'm saying
he likes him your age, too.
You're in his age group.
Here's the thing. So, as we know,
he only dates, like, young 20-year-olds.
Yeah, 25 and under. Yeah. So, I only have...
So, what happens when you turn 30?
He breaks up with you.
What happens when I turn 25 in 2 months?
Snip, snip. Done.
Done. I might have like a few months buffer, but I don't need a hall pass. I can go down any hall I want. But I'll say Leonardo DiCaprio, and I was actually talking about it at brunch the other day with my father, how in love with him I am. He said, honestly, if you married Leonardo DiCaprio, I would be jealous.
I mean, what else don't you talk about your dad with at brunch, right? Like who you would go for?
We only go to brunch, me and my father.
Oh, that's cute.
We're brunch girls.
Love that.
Yeah. So that's my hall way that I'm walking down.
Leah Perez, happily married, newly married to the wonderful Justin. Who's your hall pass?
I really struggled with this one because I genuinely don't think anyone's more attractive than my husband. But if had to choose, I'm not just saying that.
No, episode, she's out of the podcast.
I really struggle with it. It's like really like a first person I see basis, I think. But if I could think off the top of my head, who's the guy who plays Deadpool? What's his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Not only is he hot as hell, DILF. And Blake, I mean, his wife.
Oh, I love her. I love her.
And you could tell they're just like down to earth. Whatever. Yeah. My husband loves him because he has a soccer team.
He's got a lot of the similar features my husband has. Blonde, tall, but he's a little bit muscular. Yeah.
He's like dirty blonde, like dark. Yeah, he's not really blonde.
That's right. Well, that's right.
Yeah.
He can be whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I choose Justin. Sorry.
Aww.
Wow. That's kind of tender.
So Leah doesn't really want a hall pass, but if she had to have one for the episode, she needs one. That's who she is. But she wouldn't need
one. It's also his favorite superhero. But
don't tell him.
Yeah.
Our lips are sealed.
Wow. Me on my Ryan Reynolds all day long. Corinne Infantilino Plissé.
This was really hard because I'm older and I just feel like, oh my God. Like, this was like a really hard one for me, but I have to go with Robert Downey Jr.
All day.
I can't.
Oh, that's a good
one.
He
is like one of
Iron Man?
Just, yeah. Amazing.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, I'm going back like pre. Like, Iron Man just makes him super hot, but like, I'm going back like pre Iron Man. Yes.
Like drug addict days?
No, before that. And
that was kind of hot too.
Honestly, he's like the comeback kid.
Well, yeah. I think he's watching a TikTok. Was it Sarah Jessica Parker who also dated him?
She did date.
Really? Yes, I was watching a whole comprehensive TikTok on it last night, and I was like, is that who I'm thinking of? But I get a lot of men confused, like Hugh Jackman.
I mean, listen, 100% all day.
Robert Downey Jr.
However, he's getting a lot of shit.
Who?
That's
from the Oscars, because I don't remember the name of the actor.
ODJ.
It was the actor that won last year.
Last year, and he was also in the Goonies. He played the little
So
when he introduced his award, and when he went up there, he didn't even acknowledge him. So people are saying, Robert Downey Jr., you're a fucking dick. Blah blah blah.
First
blah, blah.
Of all, let me.
Corinne's about to stand
this.
Up for her man.
I'm gonna stand up for my man right now.
This
guy, and I'm sure the guy that won last year, I don't know his name. I apologize. Did the same thing. RDJ just won an Oscar. Like, this man probably went up there like, oh my God. Like, he's not thinking about who I'm making eye contact with. Didn't Taylor Swift just do the same thing with Celine Dion? So, you know what? Sit down. It's not that big of a deal. What he was excited. He present. He's. They actually say he's very humble and he's like an awesome guy.
Oh, man. His name was Kehoon Kwan. Kehoon Kwan. Sorry. Sorry for the butcher.
What is he in? For what?
He won Best Supporting Actor for decades from after a decades long absence of This is the American Dream. Mm-hmm. After the lack of parts for Asian actors forced his retirement from acting, the Indiana Jones and Goonies alum. But right, but I don't know, Corinne. I kind of feel bad for this guy because Robert Downey Jr. hasn't he won like everything? He's been there, done that. Like, what did he,
I don't think Robert Downey Jr. has ever won an Oscar before.
Let's see.
No.
No.
What for was he just in? I feel like he's low-key in retirement. I'm not good with
actors. I don't
Oppenheimer.
They don't give...
He was an Oppenheimer?
First of all, wait a minute. They're not giving out Oscars for Iron Man, by the way. It's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
So I don't think Robert Downey Jr. has ever won an Oscar as this man. But again, what about the Taylor Swift, Celine Dion thing? Like, I don't understand.
I know, but then there was a picture of her after of her.
Don't be hating on my man. You're going to be out of the podcast in a second,
too. No, I'm not going to hate on the man. I love him. Trust me. I love me, Robert Downey. I love a good superhero. Yeah. All the superheroes in Marvel.
I'm not a superhero girl. Like, I could literally care less.
You're telling me if motherfucking Batman just walked through the goddamn door.
Which Batman?
Kevin Costner Batman? Yes.
First of all, Kevin Costner.
Not
Kevin.
He was Batman. No, not Michael.
Never Michael. Played Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, yes.
I'm like, just attractive. Sit down.
If you put any man in a Batman suit,
about Kevin
Michael
Costner.
Keaton
I know. I mean, come on. Dancing
Michael
with wolves.
Michael Keaton Batman.
Michael Keaton Batman, was the
ben
best
Affleck Batman.
Ben Affleck Batman? No. Go away.
Corinne.
Stop.
If
George Clooney looked like a better
George
Batman
Clooney,
than...
Anyone. You're telling me if Ben Affleck walked in this fucking door right now in his Batman costume, Corinne, can I talk to you in the back? You'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, Ben.
I only have one whole class. It's raw. It's
I'd be like... All right, fine. Anyway. Speaking of the Oscars... all right, everyone listen. Brides, listen. Everyone listen. Everyone who's getting married, who's gotten married.
Yeah, listen.
Emma Stone, her dress ripped.
Yes.
Her Louis Vuitton dress fucking ripped. And guess what? The world still kept turning. Corinne, would you like to speak on this? Because I believe you just did a TikTok about it.
We did. And I said, what did I say?
You said calm your tits.
My memory is terrible. I said calm your tits.
You know,
mishaps happen.
It just
they
goes
can
to
happen
show
on the,
you.
It's a Louis Vuitton
doesn't
dress.
Doesn't matter how much money it is.
How much you think that dress was?
Google it. Look it up. Gia, look it up.
Tens of thousands.
On what device?
No, thousands. Easily.
What am I going to look it up on?
Okay, so thousands of dollars this dress cost. Way more than one of the wedding dresses in here.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah,
Cassie's
going
to pull it up.
Okay, Cassie's going
to
pull it up.
To quote Countess Luanne de Lesseps, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes sometimes. But also, I mean, I will say Amazon did not have to pay for that dress.
But I don't
think he
made a mistake. I think it's just bound to happen.
She said she was.
If she moved the wrong way, something's going to rip. Sorry. Like, I have a lot of stories about my dresses when it came to my wedding day, too. Like, shit happens. And that's why you have to go into your wedding day fully prepared to deal with whatever malfunctions.
Yes.
So for me, the plunge, like the illusion on the plunge of my dress completely ripped. And my titties were threatening to be popped out all
your
night long.
Were eating?
Oh, yeah. And people were like, oh, my God, Leah, your boobs are coming out. And I was like, so fucking look at them.
Yeah.
Like, here they are. They want to say hi.
Yeah. I want to say something about this, too.
Go ahead.
So when you're in alterations with the seamstress, I just want the brides out there to pay close attention to this. You keep telling the seamstress, I need it tighter. I need it tighter. I need it tighter. Guess what? She's going to make that dress tight. And now your body is not going to move.
Oh,
so if you move a certain way... Like, fabric has to have some sort of movement.
Right.
Like, you have to have some...
Yep.
Your body's going to move. You're going to dance and stuff like that. That's why things like tools, straps, things like that, the tighter you make them, the easier to them. Your body is pulling. It's motion. It's force on these, like... I get it. You're like, oh, the seams, they should be stronger. They shouldn't rip. It's like, come on. Like,
and
you can't be that unreasonable.
It's
these
just
things
fabric.
Happen. It's
to
just
speak
fabric
on that,
and thread.
We're not saying you're supposed to walk and your dress is supposed to unravel.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, but like... Pretty sure, Corinne, we just did a curvy godmother about this. You're bustle breaking on the dance floor as you're dropping it hot and people are dancing around you.
As you're twerking.
That little stupid fucking hook and eye, which I hate that goddamn thing. Hate, loathe, hate it. It's
okay,
going
Grinch.
To snap.
The hook and eye?
Yes.
You hate the hook and eye?
I hate it. Wait. I just hate it. Because
they break a lot.
And every time I do it, every time I'm helping a bride in her dress in the morning, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, here we go. Because, like, my brides are eating in the morning. They're drinking in the morning. Like, your body changes as you eat and drink. So when it's time to put that dress on, like, mother of God. Some of them, I'm just like, holy shit. Like, don't break, little guy. Don't break.
Don't break,
doesn't break. Bridesmaid's dress will break 90% of the time because it's a bridesmaid dress. No, really. And at the end of the day, no one really gets shit what you look like. But that's another podcast.
Well, I'll say, in alterations here, because we know that those are so flimsy and they'll break so easily, we always reinforce them. Yeah. So your bride, if she's an Ivory Mean girl, she's going to have a reinforced hook and eye. Because we know, once the hook and eye is gone, oh my God, it's a struggle. You need three people to get this dress on.
Yeah.
But
how do you do
that? Keep in mind, even with the reinforcement, it can still break.
It can.
Right.
So, you know, it's, you know, we do the best we can with what the situations and stuff.
Let's talk about bustle. You know what I'm seeing a lot lately? Actually, this talk about a 2024 trend. A lot of my brides are telling me, I don't want a bustle, so I'm just going to get a detachable skirt, take it off when I'm start dancing, and there's no bustle. Because even if you do bustle, there is still going to be fabric hanging, and chances are people will be stepping on it. So it's just...
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how good your bustle... it doesn't matter if, you know, Jesus comes down and does your bustle, and it's going to... You know, if you're dancing,
well,
you're moving...
Well, can I say...
I think he was a carpenter, not a sewer.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't a seamstress.
Can I say, as a seamstress... I do bustles all the time.
Yes.
And you want to make them so they have a little bit of a sweep on the ground. You don't want them to be higher because it looks so dumb.
And then
you look
like Cinderella's stepsister.
Yes. But I have to say, mine had a little sweep. I don't recall anyone getting close enough to me that someone stepped on it and pulled it. But also, if you have a bustle and you're sitting down, you better be lifting your dress. Do not just be plopping that ass down, because you're going to be pulling on those very delicate little threads and they're all going to rip.
Yeah.
So you're also responsible for being able to, like, be mindful when you're sitting. Just lift your dress a little bit. You don't want to put all that weight and pressure on those pressure points for the bustle.
That's a good piece of advice.
Yeah.
I will start telling my brides that too, to just lift it up a little bit.
Just
don't hike it up.
No, you don't need to show everything to everyone.
You don't need to show the bits.
No.
Just hike it up
but
a little bit.
Just a little graceful, like, pick up and sit is perfect. That's all you need.
Fabulous. And I feel like you really have to think how delicate it really is. What really made me think of that is back in the day, I was thinking about silk and silkworms. And I was like, was it actual, like, the worms that spun the silk and then they... foraged for
Do you know
silk
how you
strings.
How you source silk?
I think we covered that Gus Gus is not making
What's
the dress.
What's a silkworm?
What?
Silk comes from worms?
Yeah. Silkworms.
That's a little history lesson for you.
She's not wrong.
Yeah, it was like
that's why
it was such a commodity.
Vegans can't wear silk either.
Also, and then I think even certain snails make dye. Honestly, I don't know. Don't check me on that. That actually may be off.
So with the silkworms, that is actually how... They actually boil them in their little... Yeah, you didn't know this?
Are you recording?
They kill the worms? I'm trying.
What happened?
So what happened is they take the worms that are in their little cocoons.
The baby worms?
Yes. And then they boil them. And then they source all of the silk from their little...
Dead bodies?
Yes. That's why a lot of vegans will...
I gotta look at this up.
Yes.
Yeah, vegans.
Hello, I went to FIT.
No, I know. I believe you, but I want to see what a silkworm looks
like. I learned that in my history class. Just general history class, because that used to be one of the hot trading commodities.
Oh my God.
And, you know, royalty,
terrible.
I guess. Maybe they wore silk. I don't know. I did not go to fashion school.
Anyway, back to this shit. Emma Stone, also, stop being a drama queen. Did you have to get up there and say, thank you, my dress broke? That's all she said. She was like, thank you so much. My dress broke, everyone. Shut up.
I think she was probably like, oh my God. It was like when Jennifer Lawrence fell up the steps. And she was like, oh, my God. I think it was just, like,
nerves,
my whole back is out right now. So, you know, my dress broke.
Yeah, I read that they sewed her up in it right after, and all was fine. The Oscar coordinator sewed her back up.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what will happen at your wedding. They're going to sew you up, and you're going to be fine. And, you know, like I said, your strap's going to break, or your bustle will break, and there's safety pins, and have a little, we have the kits, and, you know, make sure you have them, and, you know,
that's it. Also, just have so
Don't
much...
ruin the wedding because of it.
Just have so much fun that you're not even worried about.
Like, who cares?
And Cassidy, that'll probably happen to you, because it was... Ryan Gosling.
Right.
She was watching Ryan Gosling perform.
Right, and that's what happened. She was watching Ken and her dress broke.
And I bet you would bust your dress.
I'd bust my on purpose. Anyway. So, guys.
It's working. Okay.
You know what I want to talk about? Couple weeks ago, I had a wedding, and my bride had a full-on, and it was beautiful, cathedral veil with the blusher, like a very long blusher. And I thought to myself, wow, I don't see that ever anymore.
The blusher was really long,
too? The blusher was long, too.
How long?
Wow. Like, it was to like, the floor?
Usually it's like up to here.
Yeah.
No, but this was like past her boobs. Yeah, it was like a hardcore classic long ass.
I kind of like that.
I kind of loved every minute of it. You don't see it ever anymore.
No.
You don't see it anymore. I feel like people are trying to steer away from being so different mm-hmm. that you're kind of losing that classical flair. Mm. And she said it's something that her dad really wanted mm-hmm. and that, what do you call it, her grandpa really wanted. So she wanted to do it. Are you guys seeing a lot of like, are the veils coming back? Are you kind of seeing people stick away from it? Was it like a...
I mean, I think that like, I had. I think if they're doing blushers sometimes here, I hear a lot of moms being like, no, 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 you need a blusher.
Yeah.
You need a blusher. Time. And the brides are like, I really don't want one. Me personally, I did not want a blusher.
I didn't either.
It was just, you know.
It's an old school thing, you know?
Yeah. And no one was giving me away. I was like 40 something years old.
I also wasn't getting married like in a church or anything. Like nothing I did was traditional. So I was just like,
right.
See my face.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't pay for all this makeup for nothing.
Yeah. I want to see you cry without a sheet of fabric in between. Me
yeah
and you
right
so
Gia, we know you're not wearing a veil because you're gonna be murdered.
Well, maybe she will. No, I feel like I would want veils for photos.
No, your veil can be thrown somewhere and they're like, wait, where's the bride? Why is her veil on the ground?
Not the veil having the bloody red veil. Beading on it.
Oh geez.
No, that's too Halloween. I'll be there and quickly, I actually hate so. Halloween.
She's out.
The gasps and the silence
is like the best.
I don't like.
It's not a holiday.
I don't like dressing.
Nobody said it was a holiday.
I don't like themes. I don't like dressing up. I don't like when I'm required to dress up for something unless it's like a formal event. Like I want to throw on a gown, but I don't want to throw on like a cheerleading costume.
Okay.
You know what I mean? All and right. I don't want to look like a zombie either. And I just feel like yeah, I want to dress like. A skank on Halloween, but also Halloween, you're supposed to be scaring away the demons, so I have to dress scary. You know what I mean?
You don't want
to
try.
It's all
demons.
Hallows Eve, but I don't like scary stuff, so I'll just wear like a juicy tracksuit and call it a day.
Mm,
oh, you'd be like J-Lo.
Jello,
or like me, from 2005.
Yeah, exactly.
I love dressing up with Justin like a man.
Oh.
Yeah, we usually go with something really stupid. I'm always.
Yeah, well, yeah. I dressed up like a dad one time. I wore cargo shorts. I had a clay fish that I made. It was a whole thing. Anyways, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like when we're with, but I feel like when we're with brides, they usually go. I feel like if they don't want a veil, they'll do capes.
Capes.
Mm-hmm.
Capes are cool.
I had one cape. You know what I had? Wings. She had.
Wait, the bride?
Yes, but listen to this. It was a kind of a cape, but in two parts. So she had her straps, and then it was like a button, like a bustle, and then the two pieces of fabric dragging behind her, like two little.
Oh, okay. But it's still a cape. I'm thinking like.
I thought you said she had.
Yeah. Oh, no. No. That like Batman?
What?
Do you have
like
photos?
Michael Keaton? I gotta try to find it.
Yeah.
I'll try to find it.
What did you say before? George Michael? What did you say?
George Michael? Karma Chameleon? No, you dumbass.
That boy George! Dude, just shut up, man.
I love boy George.
Who is George Michael?
What?
George Michael? He does Careless Whisper, right?
Yes!
What is Freedom? Is the Freedom. Godfather of DJ James Kennedy.
It's okay.
Yes. Rules. I know DJ. Yes. Yes. I'm a pump. A pump bitch.
A pumper. Right,
sorry. Pumps. Sorry. I don't know that. I'm busy, you know?
I'm busy too, but I like live in the world, not in a mayonnaise jar, but anyway.
Is that? Who the fuck says that?
Me. I just said it.
Under a rock, you say in a mayonnaise jar? Is that something you say, or is that like a people say that?
That's I think a I've current heard thing. No, but I've never heard anyone else.
Look it up, man.
I'm like living that. In the world, if not you, a mayonnaise jar.
Let's ask the people, have you ever heard of that?
Please write in.
Go ahead, write in.
Screw your body positivity emails and how much the store
someone,
means to you.
Just tell us about Gen Xer. What are the back odd, me up.
Anyway.
The odd insults you receive.
All right, so veils are kind of a thing of the past. Capes are coming back in. Do we have capes here? We have that one that black beaded crystal.
The clock.
Like
Clark Kent. Anyway.
Yeah. When I tried that dress on that I wore to the wedding, she was like, how about a cape? And it was like this armor. And I was like, imagine if I walked into that wedding as a guest to the wedding with armor on.
I wanted to do a cape, but then I realized the way I was going to do my hair, it would have been worthless for me to do a cape because my hair was going to be covering the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But I did end up going with a Royal Cathedral veil. So I wouldn't say veils are completely out. Mm-hmm. I think the Royal Cathedral veils are definitely in fingertip length, but I think blushers are definitely You know, it's yeah. personal preference for brides.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's usually encouraged by the fam.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first dress that I picked when I was planning the wedding?
Yes.
And I was wearing the Maggie's Tarot cape, the beaded one.
Yes.
And then for the Kimora?
What?
Were you for the Kimora?
No. Oh. I had the Essence dress. Yeah. Oh. But the Maggie cape with it was all like beaded. Yep. And then I switched to the Kimora because I liked it better. And then
we went to the Maggie's Tarot.
Then the Alan Lynette came in, and then I was like, "That was no. it." And Cassie was like, "If you don't buy this dress, we're not." Yeah, talking I said to her,
"I'm like,
if
you don't buy this dress, I'm like, don't like lose my number. We're friends."
She literally
over.
Said it. She was like, "Well, I'll never talk to you again
ever because that was your dress. That yeah. was your dress.
Yeah,
anyway. You love it so much. You had a statue made about it in the back of your fucking thing."
She's not wrong. She's not wrong.
I actually also want to do that.
You should totally dresses. Do that. She's great.
Yeah. It's for people who don't know, it's the stoneware. Like, they do an actual sculpture yeah. of your wedding dress.
We can
which
give
is
you
really
their
cool.
information. Maybe we'll can they tag do, them below.
Can they do it with me in it? And, like, I'll just have, like, a statue outside my house, like
no,
a gargoyle?
That's lame. Okay.
I like watching the videos it? Of them like, making
anyway,
them.
She wants her to make a full, like, full size.
In the garden of me and
in
my
the
dress.
The garden. Let's have some tea in our garden and Let's... stare at my beautiful bust.
I was like very excited when I came in today. Stare at these yitties. I was so excited today. These stone yitties. put it in Rob's office. Okay, anyway, so
moving on.
Anyway, so I was so excited when I came in today because I heard we got some. Well, I heard we got a bunch of emails, but we're gonna talk about two of them today. One of them was, like, really great and uplifting, and the second one was kind of sad. Leah's, the one that you got was kind of sad. I don't want to talk about it. I want to take some time to talk about this.
You want me to read it right now?
Let's do Gia's first. Gia, if you okay. can read your the DM that you got from, you want to say her name? Can you say her first name? Or is it, like...
I'm going to keep it anonymous.
Yeah, okay,
keep just, it anonymous. You just know, because you never know.
Okay.
And I usually
she'll
people.
Know who she is.
Yeah, and I like to keep all the stories anonymous, and I usually that's what I
Unless
say to all the girls.
Unless specifically
yeah.
say.
Exactly.
Say
like, my oh my
name.
Gosh, you can share
say
me.
My name.
I'm like,
say
oh
my
no.
name.
But I will say, at some point, we'll be posting a Wedding Wednesday of her because she has beautiful wedding photos.
Beautiful.
So she messaged me that she got married over the summer. She's a plus size girl. Never excited to go wedding dress shopping at all. She knew that the standard stores wouldn't have anything or have something ugly from 100 years ago that they pulled from the back. She says, I was literally looking online to buy a wedding dress. One of my best friends was coming to me for a weekend, asked about wedding dress shopping. I told her my plan that I wasn't going to look, and she said, no way. She did some research and found us here at Ivory and Main. She still didn't believe that we would have varieties in her size, but her friend made her an appointment anyways, and she said, you know what? Fine, I'll go. She went with her and a couple of friends. The first dress she tried on fit her perfectly and looked amazing. She literally thought it was a fluke. So from there, every dress she tried on fit so beautifully. And of course, she loved our team. We were very, you know, we were hyping her up as per usual. She's just grateful that her friend decided to give us a call, make that appointment for her, and say, you know what? I found somewhere for you. There's yeah. a place to try on dresses.
You know what?
That's amazing. I love it.
People got it. Like, this is, like, do people need to know about us. Like, this is,
I mean,
let's
you know.
Fucking go.
We do the best we can.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, I feel like we get a lot of people that call in for the bride. You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, oh, I saw you and, you know, we want to have, because, like I said, I think I talked about it. When I got engaged, I was like, great, when am I getting this dress? Mother of God. And then,
yeah.
then I saw you and I was mm-hmm. like, holy shit. Well, I want to scream it from the rooftops. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was interesting what you said. You know what that stuck out to me? Because I had an experience like that mm-hmm. at a salon that I went to. I did go to somewhere, but like after you, just because I, you know the story.
Oh, right.
You know the fucking story.
I know
if you want to edit this out.
God!
You can edit it out.
Can
so,
we just bleep it?
No.
Yeah, you can.
So the whole nice. Pull out dresses from the back that are 100 years old that's just been sitting there, it's so true. Like if you go to a standard size store mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, I want to try a plus. Oh yeah, we have a bunch in the back. They pull them out and it's like the, you know, the TL show Three Weddings my Three
oh,
Weddings.
Oh yeah.
It's like
yes.
those cookie cutter cupcake.
Yeah.
Rouge.
Well, it's like
fat
it's like
girl
the,
wedding dress.
Yes. It's the quintessential, like, this is
Empire
what
Empire waistline.
Yes,
Empire waistline.
Empire waistline.
Not 800 well, beautiful designer dresses that.
Yeah, no. And in all different silhouettes and things like that. It's just the, like, this is what you should be wearing as a plus size bride. And they are some of the ugliest frocks mm-hmm. we've
frocks.
Ever seen.
It's a frock.
Frocks. Like,
frocks
just
are
take
us.
Them to the dumpster outside and set them ablaze.
Yeah, so I'm glad
Seriously.
That her friend found us. I wonder,
That's so
cool. But, like, do girls just, like, do people, like, go online? Like, plus size, Long Island.
Yeah, boutique, so they'll like, look hello. For plus size bridal boutiques near me or,
yeah.
You know, that's usually how people find them. There's only maybe like 2 to 3 dozen in the whole country. So there really isn't. Yeah. People fly from all over the place. So right. You know what? A girl, a woman will travel anywhere.
Yeah.
For the right dress.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's your wedding dress. It's Agreed. Your wedding day and it's yeah. important and you should be feel great. Right. So yeah. I love being like a store that like people know like all over the country. I just think that's great.
Yeah. And for any size, keep in yeah. mind, mm-hmm. like we said before, we sold a oh, size yeah. 4 brides. Like,
yeah.
Any size, you know, come on in and we'll get the dress. We could order. Mid-size, we can order size. A dress in any size. I think the misconception is we can order a dress in any size.
Yes.
Our samples are just a little bit bigger. That's it.
Yeah, we're backwards. So, like, yeah. where you go to a, you know, any normal dress shop mm-hmm. and all the sizes are, like, 8s, 12s. Yeah. We just do it so that only those girls can really try on the dresses. We just do it backwards. So, like, yep. we just have a plus size sample and then everyone can try it on. Because, like, why alienate? So, if you're right. really, like...
Exactly.
Pro what? Pro body positive.
Body like, no matter what size.
Body inclusivity.
Size inclusivity.
You should shop where the stores are inclusive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people think, they're like, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to see a dress that big on? How are you supposed to see a dress 100 sizes too small?
We just did, well, did we talk about the Be Beautiful? We just did a shoot with them.
Yeah, down the block.
It was amazing. Gianna and Mia went and took 5 different dresses. And the girls were ranged in size from... pretty small. I would say the one girl was maybe like a 5 or 6 maybe.
Stunning girls.
Up to like,
different
I don't even
body
know.
Sizes.
Yeah, different, up to, you know, plus size. And we clipped every single one of those girls mm-hmm. and you would never even know they all
the dresses
stunning.
Are stunning.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Stunning. So
yeah, we're yeah. here for your photo you know. Shoots too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at the photos that Gianna took. They were out of this world. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them.
Yeah.
So they look great.
Leah.
Yes.
You got a freaking email.
I got an email. It's a long one.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Buckle in.
So it's a formal email, so I'm just going to read it as she wrote it. Okay, so she says, "Hi, ladies. I squealed when I saw on your Instagram that the podcast was coming back. Please keep me anonymous, but you can definitely share this email on the podcast if you like, which we are. I've been following you since the early days of the Curvy Godmothers, and I really just want to thank you for being so transparent about the tips you give to curvier women. It's refreshing to see women be so confident in their bodies, and you're so unapologetic. I've been trained my whole life to hate my body and apologize for how much space I take up, so your videos have always been incredibly inspiring to me. I am not engaged yet, just happened to follow you back in the day when I thought that next phase of my life was happening." In parentheses, she said, "We broke up, but don't worry, that breakup led to my current relationship, which is everything I could have hoped for and more. As soon as my boyfriend proposes, I know exactly where I'm going to be going shopping." Yes. So the reason I am writing this is because I recently lost almost half of my previous body weight, and when I did, I noticed I was treated so much differently than when I was heavier. While I can't think of a time where I was mistreated or called fat when I was at my heaviest, people are just generally nicer and more approachable now that I am slimmer. What I mean by this is my social life has never been more booming since I lost the weight. I'm noticing more people are inviting me out to parties and bars more than ever before. This may be something that is in my head, which is why I want to ask you guys if you've ever felt the same way. It breaks my heart to think that the version of me that I was a year ago at my heaviest wasn't seen as the same loving, funny, and loyal friend that I am seen as now. Do you think I'm crazy, or is this really a thing that happens? Thank you for taking the time to read this. I love you guys so much and cannot wait until the day that I finally get to shop for my wedding dress. For the record, my current boyfriend has loved me at my heaviest and loves me now just the same.
That's right,
this is more of a generalization of my public experiences. By Curvy Godmothers.
Oh, what a fucking sweetheart. I could cry.
I know.
I want to like bake her cookies and and bring her in. And
invite her over here for a little tea party.
Have a charcuterie board with her.
So when you hear that, just stop by any day. Nothing needed. We'll have tea for you ready, no matter what.
Tea ready.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever, I've ever experienced that though. Thank God.
The difference in treatment.
That sounds awful. Yeah, no, because I've always been like, I've always been heavier. And I have a great group of friends. I've always been like a socialite. You know what I mean? I never really let it stop me because I would never let it stop me.
Okay, right. Socialite.
But I can't like...
Some people don't have that.
That's sad.
That type of... You're very outgoing and some people don't have that.
But, yeah. Can I say I've always fluctuated in body weight and I have noticed a difference.
Really?
not necessarily so much with friends, but like, and we've gotten into this in the past, like on our earlier days of the podcast, but with my father, like, I almost feel like when I'm my skinnier self, he respects me more. He wants to hang out with me more. He wants to be seen with me more. But then when I'm heavier, like now, he is like not in my life. So, and I guess that's just like, I don't know if people do this consciously, but I know my father is a very superficial person and wants to only see, like, yeah, he's always made it very clear that, like, oh, no one's gonna respect you unless you're like super skinny. Like, he'd rather see me starve than to actually be a healthy body weight. So I know this is pretty heavy, but I could totally relate to it. Not so much again like with friends, but I have noticed, like, during COVID, I lost so much weight. Like, I dropped about 40 pounds just during COVID. And I think when everything started opening up again, I noticed that, like, I would take my shirt off to go, like, swimming, and I'd have a bikini on, and everyone's like, oh my God, Leah, you look so good. Like, which is, like, nice. Like, great. So you can tell me I look good, but I don't want to feel like, okay, now you're going to invite me to go to more pool parties and stuff with you because now I'm skinnier.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that, I can totally relate to that. I don't know if that's a thing or if it's just like, you know, wow, in my head, but thanks, I've definitely felt that it before. So I can totally relate to this person who emailed in.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But I don't know if everyone else feels that way.
Yeah. It's hard. During COVID, I lost a lot of weight too. I lost about 90 pounds.
Oh my God.
But then I got knocked up. And then we had a baby. I only gained 14 pounds with my baby. Wow. When I started gaining the weight back, it was after the baby, where I'm like, let's just store this tonight because I can't. Because I was like postpartum, yeah, like depression. But I don't think I've ever was treated differently. And if I was, I would say it, obviously, because whatever, yeah, right? But like, that's so sad, Leah.
I think my real friends never noticed, never cared. Yeah, they always said, like, they would acknowledge the fact that I lost a lot of weight, and they're like, you looked beautiful before. But yeah, they're like, we also, like, we see that you put so much effort into losing weight.
You want to recognize your hard work.
Yes, we recognize it, but you're beautiful either way. Right. So the real friends are going to be there, too. And I don't know, like, I feel like if someone treated me differently before I lost weight, and then, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't want to hang out with them.
I get it. No, I wouldn't either. But that's so sad for this person. That
I know.
Woman. And it's like, we have to, I think as a society, we need to get into the habit of telling people they look fucking beautiful no matter what size they are. I remember, and my friend Jen, I don't know if she's going to be listening to this. My friend Jen is a stick. She is a skinny. She just is. She eats. She eats all the time. But she's just tall and slender. She's like a twig.
Some people are just built like that.
They're just built like that. Me and Jen were at, our friend Nicole was moving to Nashville, and we were at a like the Salt Shack, whatever the fuck it pops in Long Beach, and we were like on the beach having a drink, and I was in like a sundress and she was in shorts and stuff, and I had like this long this gray dress with like this beautiful, like, very vibrant in your face yellow and blue, like, whatever, like, it was really cute, and like I was a blonde and tan, whatever. These two, like, this woman came up to my to me and Jen, and there was obviously like drinking and stuff, and this woman came up to my friend Jen, and she like looked her up and down, and she goes, oh, we think girls should be curvier anyway, and they looked at me like, oh, I love your outfit, and they said that to my friend Jen, and they walked away, and Jen was just like, did that really just happen? She was like skinny shamed, and it was so weird seeing that from on the other side.
Right.
And I'm like, are you okay? She's like, I don't know. I'm kind of like upset about it. She's like, I can't help this. This is just who I am. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like,
you're like, I get it.
I know. But like, why can't we just, I say all the time, you look so pretty today. You look beautiful today. Why can't we just do that no matter what? You know what I mean?
I know. I love that you do that. Because you do that even on days where I don't feel pretty. And then, or like, I don't feel good. And then I'm like, oh, well, Cassidy thinks I'm pretty. Yeah. So
that's all that fucking matters, Leah. That? Perez. Yeah. No, but it's true. Like, you immediately, when you see someone lose weight, you're like, oh my God, you look amazing. But how about before that? Because I bet they looked amazing before that, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yes, you want to recognize their hard work and stuff like that. But like, oh my, wow, I'm so proud of all the hard work you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, this almost feels like from the other people, it seems very childish, because it reminds me more so of my high school days when I would lose a bunch of weight, and then all of a sudden all the cool girls wanted to hang out with me, and then, you know, if you put the weight back on, they're like, oh, but we don't really want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like,
I didn't really have that either, I don't think.
No, I had that because, like, know. I said I lost and gained weight throughout my whole life. And it's always the same, like 30 pounds. But 30 pounds looks a lot different. For me, it was the difference between a 12-14 and like a 4-6.
Right.
So it was like, it was a very drastic difference. So I can totally relate to,
so
you know.
So what she says resonates with you,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. So I don't know. It's sad, though.
Yeah.
It was. I don't think that, like, I think that there are girls that, like, really go through, like Leah was saying, like, it happens to her and stuff like that. But I don't know. I don't.
Well,
yeah,
we want to hear more. I don't know.
I think it's a personality thing, honestly, because I'm 100%. More susceptible to other people's opinions and especially their negativity getting me down. And I think you guys are a little bit more confident and like no one.
We're narcissists, so
people aren't going to come to you and say, "Oh, bitch, like you know, you look better X, Y,
and
Z."
But I think that like, well, you know, because I've had family issues as well.
Yeah,
with that. So like, and I think that like it's just a different way of like. Dealing with it because I've gotten we've had conversations where I'm like I totally understand what she's saying about her father and like the weight and stuff like that because I had the same thing so not with my stepdad so but like you know it, and it does it gets to you and then you're just like you know but it just I think it's just a matter of at one point and I don't know I think maybe you've gotten to that point now where you're just like well now I'm just like I don't well he, people don't say anything to me anymore because I'm just like whatever.
I don't think I'm at that point yet.
No, you probably, well,
not
you're
yet.
Not really like.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, all right, we'll go with that.
But yeah, it's definitely a work in progress. It's always going to be a work in progress for me. I hope
it'll
I can
just
get to
fade.
A point.
Like it wasn't like a thing where it was like one day I was just like, oh my God. Like I went through like a lot of tears. Like a lot of mental breakdowns where even my husband was like, what is happening to you?
Oh, I think that's what Justin's said right now. He's like, what is and I'll be honest, like since the wedding especially, my body has changed a lot. So I think Justin is noticing that I have more mental breakdowns than ever before. And he's like, what is going on? And it's just because I'm not comfortable in certain clothing. But it's just, I think I have to go through it and know that I'm beautiful no matter what, whether I am a size 2, 4, 6, or I'm a size 12, 14, 16, 18, whatever it is, like I have to learn that. And I think it's something you have to go through the hard times of understanding, like my weight isn't going to define who I am. And it's not going to dictate my mentality and my mental state, you know? So
I think the best piece of advice for you and for this girl who wrote in, is that you can't control other people.
Yeah.
And if these twats want to be like, oh, come hang out with us, because you're like, okay, girl, you know, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you can't control them. You can only control yourself and your thoughts. And you just, like you said, you have to just work on it. And, you know, if that's who they are, that's shameful. Like, you know, the karma will go get them, like, and bite them in the ass. And that's that. But
exactly.
Yeah. And I think it's totally up to you if you choose you want to hang out with them or if you can, if you don't want to because of the way you're feeling.
Right. So just send us their addresses and
just
we'll murder them.
And just look at yourself in the mirror and be like, look at this face. And then look at that face.
Honestly,
because I do that
they're,
all the time. Like, look at me.
They
and
could
look
be
at you.
Skinny, but they're probably hideous as shit. So,
exactly.
You know what?
And you know what? I don't want to look like that anyway. So whatever. You know what? I don't have any wrinkles because I stay chunky. So whatever.
Right. And I get Botox. So
keep that collagen, ladies.
Well, thank you for sharing that to our anonymous sender. We are there, you know. Like, we're here for you. We're here for anyone who feels that way.
You can send us a DM. And honestly, thank you for sharing because it resonated with me. And I know it's going to resonate with a lot of other listeners as well.
Yeah,
so,
right. People want to hear about that stuff. So, thank you.
In conclusion, fuck them hoes. Okay. But. Just keep in mind, people, if you have any stories or if you want to email us or DM us with anything, questions, comments, concerns, shoot us an email, info@ivorymaine.com, right?
Yes.
Ivorymaine.com.
Or DM us. Yeah.
Or just DM us. Gia is always on these DMs. Crazy Gia to my right-hand side. So,
DM me
you know what I was thinking about the other day? 4 years ago.
About four years ago,
like this week
I think it's next week. But
no, it was March 14th. Tomorrow. I will never forget.
It is tomorrow?
It's tomorrow because on March 13th, of 2020,
Friday the 13th,
was my last wedding when Cuomo said shut this shit down.
Yeah, but I think it was groups, and then because I feel like we didn't shut down to the 20 something.
It was or whatever. All right, so next week,
whatever. It doesn't make a difference.
When
we're coming up on the
day. We shut the doors.
At this point, 4 years ago.
Yeah,
4 years ago, where COVID shut this business down.
Oh, it shut it down.
Corinne, how do you feel about that?
The anniversary.
The anniversary.
Do you have? Is it traumatic?
Yes, it is. So when I remember like taking everything of any kind of value out of the store, with the exception of the dresses, because where was I putting them? And I actually thought, like, should we get a storage unit? Like, what do we do? Like, what if something, what if, like, there's rot? Like, we didn't know what was going to happen. So I remember just being, like, walking through the store and nobody really on the streets and stuff, and just being, like, because it was pretty dead down here at that time. And just being, like, kind of, like, I was crying and I was like, I don't know if we're going to reopen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah. And
it was scary. And you were only 2 years into business, right?
Yes.
We were, yeah. So COVID was what, 2020? Mm-hmm. 2020. Yeah. 2020.
2018, you opened.
2018. We opened in the spring of 2018. So we were only open for what, a year and a half?
Years. Is that 2 years? COVID was.
Yeah.
So all of
March.
Oh, okay. Spring. So yeah. So then that's spring. Just, so like, just 2 years. So we were so new. And I was like, oh, my God. And I remember, too, girls coming because we were calling everybody because we had bridal dresses in the back, like orders. And we were like, you need to come to the store and pick up your dresses, but we can't make contact with you. So how are we doing this? We did a drive through up the back of the store where people would drive up and then we opened the back door and we would have to give their, they couldn't come in the store. And we had to give them their dresses through the door. So I don't know if anyone's out there that still listens to the podcast and you were one of those girls that picked up your dress through the back entrance, let us know. But yeah, it was insane. I just remember crying and just saying to my husband, I don't know if we're going to make it out. And honestly, so everyone was off the payroll because obviously nobody was working. The only person I left on the payroll was Brianna.
Yep.
And I basically had no money in the bank because we were, again, like 2 years in, like not really, you know, just kind of getting by. And I kept Brianna, and that's when we grew social media through TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And it was insane. And me and her just kind of talked every day. And like,
we talked every day.
It was crazy. Remember, you vacuumed in your living room. We put on our wedding dresses and sat in our living rooms. And
I remember us talking every day too.
Oh, yeah.
And like, just talking about like the future and what we have to do, what we can do. Cause that's when I was like working here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
I
mean? And I mean, it was shitty for me. I remember being furloughed from my full time job. Yeah. I was like, I was literally furloughed for 16 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
because after that was when you came to work at the store full time.
Yep. And then
what were you doing at the time?
I was a corporate event planner.
Wow.
9 to 5. I was traveling all over.
I didn't know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was an account manager. I traveled all over the country, running meetings and events. I thought I was irreplaceable, and I just remember we had such a tight knit team. It was a group of us, and one day they're like, I remember sitting in my office, and we all had like big programs going on. Like I had like three meetings going on, and one by one, we get a cancellation call, cancel. And I remember calling my boss. I'm like, should we be worried? And she's like, I don't know, not yet. And then, yeah, like, I remember the Zoom call. And they're like, listen, we're putting 80% of the company on furlough. And I was one of them. And I was like, well, shit.
You're like, shit.
What am I going to do? And that's when I was like, well, I got nothing else to do but get up and walk 5 miles and do my
bike.
What
I
didn't have Scarlett. Mm-hmm. I had nothing else to live for but myself.
Oh my God.
You didn't have Scarlett. That's right.
Can I say
yeah.
the same thing happened to me, and that's why I lost so much weight.
It was the easiest thing ever yeah. doing it then, because mm-hmm. what the fuck else did I have to do?
I had nothing. Yeah. Justin was deployed on the COVID mission.
She was literally by herself.
I was literally by myself. No one came to visit me. No one. My dad was scared to visit me because of COVID. So my birthday went by. I sat here by myself on my birthday, just sitting there, like, zooming with my mom. It was terrible. So what did I have besides working out? Because that was the only thing keeping me sane.
Yeah. And it's
literally,
so true.
It literally was
COVID
the only
was a blessing
thing
for
that
me,
helped me
honestly.
Sleep, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember, like, I did say, I was, like, positive about it. At work, too.
Yeah,
I was like, don't worry, guys. We're going to be back in 2 months. And then
what? 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You originally said so I will say, in the bridal industry, we started feeling the effects of COVID in December.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because the dresses started becoming.
Oh, my God.
It was,
yes.
There were starting to become delays. Yeah. And then, so we knew something was going on overseas because it was affecting the bridal gown deliveries and stuff. So
because
we were like, something's
China.
Going on. And then my husband is in the medical field. A lot of people don't know that. He's not a doctor, but he is in the medical field. And I remember Cassidy was like 2 weeks, and my husband looked at me and he said, Corinne, he goes, buckle up. You're not getting out of here until at least June. And I was like, it is March. We will never last. I still had to pay rent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how is this happening? I had zero money coming in.
And we were part of,
Yeah, and it was just absolutely insane. And I couldn't believe it. When he said it, I was like, no way. And he's like, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Wow.
He's like,
Paul,
you
always
need
knows
to,
shit
he's,
like that.
He's like, my husband's
Rob
like,
too. Rob's like, it's not looking good, Cass.
He's like a G.
Well,
and
I'm
it destroyed my industry. It destroyed the meetings and events industry.
Oh, my God.
Because it will never be the same
It will never be the same.
The guy who owned my company at the time said that the only other time where it was this bad was after 9/11 because no plane was flying out, and our job was all flying.
Yes.
Like, I fly people here and there. So the hospitality industry was knocked on his ass, but it got better after like a few, like a month or so. But this was like insane. And
this
it caused everyone lost their jobs, and it was crazy. But I remember, Corinne, and then when we came back,
we opened up
in phases, remember? And like, I remember putting a story, I was like, this is phase whatever, baby. And it was just, it was fucking wild.
Yeah.
And now here we are, eating cookies, drinking Diet Coke on our podcast.
No masks.
No masks.
I didn't know if we were ever getting out of the mask.
It was like, when you look back on it, it was like an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Wait, did we talk about the squirrel on...
Okay, so...
How do...
Talking about... kicking someone where they're fucking down. Okay. I remember I got a phone call. Yes. I get a phone call from Corinne one day, and this bitch, I was like, okay. She's like, I gotta get the exterminator into the store. There's a squirrel running loose in our store. I was like, bitch, what? She's like, it did some damage. I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, what did he like pee on the floor? Corinne got a phone call one day, stark COVID. There was like a Sable man walking down the street. He stopped. And then we were in the old shop. He was walking by the window and he noticed a fucking squirrel nibbling on one of the goddamn gowns in the window. So this nice man, because if he hadn't called, there would have been a dead squirrel here, called
Not
up
even dead.
The number.
It probably would have done even more damage.
Called up the number and said, hey, just want to let you know I'm walking down the street and there was a squirrel eating one of your dresses. This motherfucker jumped in from a hole on the roof.
It fell out of the roof, yeah.
Fell out of the roof.
The
must have
ceiling.
Cut his nose off or on the chandelier because there was blood everywhere. Mm-hmm. Pissed shit all over the dresses. Shit show.
It was an absolute shit show.
$70,000 worth
56
of
56 gowns, almost $80,000 worth of damage. But thankfully, the orders were in a locked closet in the back, so he never was able to get
so
in
So not
there.
Only was Corinne closed, no money.
Now I just lost
a bunch of your samples.
Well,
due to squirrels.
Yeah, and at that time we probably had about 300 dresses, so to lose almost 60 gowns was insane.
I walked in because I didn't believe it. I'm like, I go in there, and this is when we were about to start opening up. I went in there and I called Corinne, and it looked like when I tell you, I'm not even exaggerating. Well, I am an exaggerator. I will give you that, but this was not an exaggeration. I walked in and there was fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on the floor. I called Corinne. I'm like, is he catering for his fucking friends? I'm like, there's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. She's like, no, they had to leave traps out to catch the squirrel, so they put sandwiches.
By the way, they couldn't even catch him. This guy was like, he
was
crazy.
Why was that their trap,
I have
though?
Video. I'll send it to you.
Yes.
We'll plug it
I
in.
I would love to see that.
Catering
yeah.
for really his
would.
Friends.
So we had, I remember at the old shop before we moved here.
Yep.
There was a little porcelain statue of a squirrel, and there was a little sign on him, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. And there's, if you come into this store, you'll see squirrels.
Yeah.
If you see a little squirrel, now you know why the squirrel is there. So he was our store mascot for a long time.
Wow.
Actually, he didn't die. They caught him and let him loose, so he didn't die.
So God bless you, buddy, wherever you are out there. Shitting all over Maggie Sedaro's
dress. But I will say, everything happens for a reason, because if that didn't happen... Then and COVID, we moved into this new space in February of 2021, which was less than a year after.
Yeah.
You know, we went through COVID and the squirrel. So thank you, and Jesus. And thank you, Mr. Fallon upstairs for
thank you, Daddy.
Letting us come in here.
Thanks, Daddy. Hope you're listening.
Best landlord ever. So he's a great
Well one. To space, bigger right? and better to the future of Ivory and Maine.
yeah.
All right, bitches. Segment Thick and Tired,
Yay.
My favorite part
I
of the week.
It. Oh boy.
I'm starting.
Okay.
I am thick on my wedding dress my gown.
Dress.
The gown that I wore this weekend for a wedding. I went to a wedding, Roosters on the Bay. Shout out to my little girl Daniela, my best friend Angela's little sister. I've known her since she was 5 years old. She got married at Roosters on the Bay. Beautiful wedding. I borrowed, as per usual, Corinne's beautiful black prom dress gown, whatever the hell it was.
It was a wedding gown.
It was a wedding gown.
It was a wedding gown, but it was black.
It was a black wedding gown, and she trimmed it.
And we turned it. Ooh.
And let me tell you, it was a hit. It was a goddamn hit. Almost 400 likes on the gram.
I forced her to wear that to my wedding.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was honestly, like, people were like, where did you get that dress?
I'm
like,
people realize?
She was like, this is too much. I can't wear this to your wedding. And I was like, you have to wear this to my wedding or you're not coming.
I love that. It was stunning. Stunning dress. I love that. I was real thick on that. Loved how I looked. Loved my blowout from Salon Chroma. Steph Colombo says hi.
Hi.
She's pregnant.
Oh,
she's having another little baby.
Aww.
I'm obsessed with her.
She's amazing.
I said to her, if my best friend didn't own, my best friend Steph, who lives in Merrick, owns a salon, I would go to Chroma all the time. Right. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's so good.
She's so good. Love her.
We did a shoot at the Water's Edge in Centerport with her. And
she's amazing.
But she was one of our brides.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, and her whole
she
family.
She says hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I love her. Hi, Steph. We love.
Hi.
I am tired of fucking cleaning.
Your whole family. We said hi.
Everybody, right? I'm tired of cleaning. I got a 3-year-old. It doesn't fucking end. I pick one thing up. It's back on the floor again in 20 minutes. Mother of God, I can't stand it. Gia, thick and tired.
I am thick on Aries.
Hey, so that's Aries, my daughter.
There we go.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah, so I have about 10 birthdays coming up, almost all in my family. Most of them are my family, my friends, my mom, my dad, my sister, my uncle, my... Everyone.
Wow.
Everyone is in Aries, so if you need to hang out with me, you can't. I have birthday parties up the wazoo.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess I am kind of tired of that, but I'm thick on it because I'm happy that everyone gets to see another birthday and I get to celebrate with them.
Amen.
That's cute. Yeah.
That's cute, Gia.
It's sweet.
Cutie.
I like my family. I'm happy they're here. You know?
Oh, good.
Yeah. And, you know, that I have to celebrate all of their birthdays literally in 1 week.
I'm the same way with Libras.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucking
Leos.
Birthday.
That's so much.
In 1 week. Leo.
Yeah.
1 week. My mom, my dad, Justin.
Yep.
All my friends.
Yep.
The heavy hitters.
Fucking
huh?
awful. Yeah.
What are you tired on, babe?
Yeah. You know, I'm between a couple things right now. I'm mostly leaning towards, I'm kind of sick of these bangs I have. I'm just tired of them.
I love them.
They're cute, but they are the bane of my existence. They are always in the way. I can't put them up. I have to use my little creaseless clips. I'm absolutely sick and tired. I'm thick and tired of them.
Well,
I'm tired of them.
I like
getting
in my
good.
Way.
I like a good little bang.
Thank you. They do look good, but I'm just tired of it at this point. But also, am I really going to stop getting them?
No.
You know what I mean?
Just make them longer.
That's what I think I'm going to do. Turn it into a curtain bang. But I'm tired of putting my hair into a roller every day for them to just fall straight.
Yeah.
And then I look like a little sewer rat. Leah.
Maybe Stephanie from Salon Chroma can give you some hints on that. How do you
no,
take
literally.
Care of that right
Leah
now?
Leah Perez, thick and tired.
Okay, so my thick is very specific. But now that we're getting into the warmer weather, I really look forward to my sushi date nights with Justin, where we take his truck onto the beach, watch the sunset, have some wine, he'll have some beer. Literally, it's literally the best.
Beautiful. What beach?
It depends. Okay. So sometimes we'll go to... I don't know the beach names out here. Robert Moses. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll go there. But he has the pass for Smith's Point.
Oh, yeah.
But my favorite is Cupsog.
I saw a machete fight at Smith's Point.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
All right.
What?
It was a whole thing. It was just, I mean, I didn't look. Because why are you going to look in the eye of danger?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you become
well,
a target.
Hopefully they're not in the area that Justin and I will be at.
Nah,
when
you'll
we're
be fine. You'll be in a
eating
truck.
Eating
you have
sushi.
A getaway car.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Okay. And I'm tired of going to bed late and then being tired. All day.
I'm tired of being tired.
I'm tired of not having a bedtime.
But I go to bed late because Justin stays up late because he works night shift all the time. So I have to, it's part of my wifely duties is to hang out with him while I can.
Oh, fuck him. Go to bed.
Oh my God. You're such a good wife.
You're such a good wife. I'd be like, see you, Rob.
No.
See you, Rob.
Yes.
Going up.
No.
I was like, peace out. I'm going to
bed. If I go to bed, it's a long routine of you have to come tuck me in. Like, you have to, like, I literally,
no.
I can't go to bed.
What's going on in the Perez household? She's going to be fucking tucked in and shit.
Tucked in.
Yeah, so he
like
hates it.
Tuck?
Yes,
like,
he has to wrap
like
my legs.
Physical tuck.
With the blanket.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
And I'm like, if you don't, I can't fall asleep, and I'll just stand there like a toddler.
Wow.
Like, come tuck me in.
She's out.
High maintenance.
Karina Fatilina Plizzy. Thick
She's
and tired,
young.
Baby.
All right, so I am thick on the fact that Sydney passed her road test
Yay.
Finally.
Yeah.
So
goodness.
I'm very happy about that. And now we have two teenage drivers in the house. Which is fine because now my husband actually just extended my driveway that I've been asking for a couple of years. And it is beautiful and I love it, but it is very large.
Congratulations, Sydney.
Yeah. So I got two teenage drivers and a good driveway out of it. My thyroid. No.
My thyroid. Bitch. I'm tired this week.
I'm always tired. So my tired is people coming into the store and then telling me how to run my business. I'm not a fan. Yeah. I know it's, I don't want to sound ungrateful, but like the things that you're telling me to do, like, oh, if they could have just made this dress like this, or they should have done this dress. I don't design the dresses. So like, I don't know, like I can't go to the designer. You should tell them that they should do this. No, I can't do that. Like I can't do that at all. And yeah. And I just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone, I love to learn from people, but the way that people approach me sometimes is not a learn. They're not trying. They're not telling me anything. They're giving me their unwarranted opinions. And you know what? I say it all the time. If you wanted to be me,
right,
go out and do it.
Yeah. If you think you could do it, take a shot at it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Because there you
put your money and your life on the line. And I see, feel like that sometimes. Too. I don't see too many people doing that.
Yeah, and I get where you're coming from with that, because sometimes I do feel like people can be condescending in their tone of voice when they say it.
Yes.
So it's not just like, oh, if this dress just had this, it would be the perfect dress. It's no, it's like you should contact the designer and tell them why would they think to do it like this.
Yeah.
So some lady, back you up on that. That's 100%.
Thank you. Some lady called a while back. She says, we used to be closed Mondays and Tuesdays. And she says on the phone, I think... I tried to call and I said, I understand. I said, we're actually closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Well, as a small business, you should be have a receptionist there 7 days a week. Are you kidding me, lady? Like, I was like, those are like the type of opinions that you don't need to.
For one call.
Am I not supposed to have a day off?
For one
a phone call. So let me just sit here and just sit and wait for your call. Like, come on. You leave a message and we'll call you back as soon as we come in.
And then what happens
these
when they
call?
These
are like the unwarranted opinions that I'm... unwanted? Maybe we'll call them that I don't want.
Unwanted.
I'm sorry. I don't want... And people are going to be like, oh, humble yourself. But it's not that.
No.
It's just that think about what you're saying before you say it. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm asking.
Like, just keep it to yourself. We don't go around
certain
telling
things.
You how to do your freaking job.
But if you have a valid, like thing. Like,
yeah.
What's
and
the word I'm looking
it's
for?
The way how you say it, too. Like, a lot of
people aren't talking to me. They're talking at me when they do that. And I'm not a fan.
Right. No. Right.
Yes, I'm a grown-ass woman. A lot of people come in here and they think that I'm a kid because I look young. So,
It's heavy on the collagen.
So, yeah, so they'll talk down to me. I've had mothers and then I'm like, I'm the owner. And they're like, oh, you've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
and then
I'm
like,
like,
I'm like almost, I'm knocking on 50's door, people.
Which is insane.
Isn't it, though? Because I'm
Someone
so
asked
beautiful.
Me how old you were.
Who?
But it wasn't like, oh, how old is she? It was...
What yeah, it was like,
was it? It was
how
a friend
old is
or
she?
Something. Like, I don't know. They were like, well, how old is Corinne? And I'm like, oh, remember I was in Massapequa at my friend's house and your lawyer lives next door to her?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, oh my God. She's like, yeah, Janice said she loves her. She's like, how old is she? I'm like, she's 47. She was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
She goes, excuse me? She goes, she's not our age? I'm like, no. She's like, but she's like, there's no way.
Yeah,
I'm like,
people usually think I'm in my 30s. And it's not, I say it's like, it's a great thing. It's like, look younger. But it also is, like, people will talk down to me because they think, oh, you're like a kid. Because 30 years old nowadays is really like, you feel like it's a kid. Like, I don't look at you girls like that because I feel like everyone's on, like, equal levels. Yeah. But, like, it's different when someone's on the outside and they come in and they do that. And I'm just like, there's women that have come in here that talk shit to me, like moms. And I'm like, by the way, I'm older than you are.
Yeah.
So I don't know who you think you're talking to right now, but please stop because I'm not a child.
Thank
you.
Respect your elders.
That's my tired.
So they're tired. I mean, I'm real fucking tired. I gotta go home. Rob's tried calling me. I'm like, I'm wrapping up. Anyway, girls, that was a really good episode. That was deep. It was heavy, but it was fun. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Again, we want to hear from you. Please don't be shy. Like you see, we're starting to get emails and DMs from our listeners.
I love it. I love
it. We'll keep you anonymous if you want to stay anonymous, but if you just want to air out your grievances or tell us what you're thick and fired about.
Us.
Let us know.
Yeah. If you want to yell at us,
do
that too.
I want to hear everyone else's
I
thick
hear,
and tired.
Yeah, I want to hear your thick and tired.
Just send that in a DM.
That's what we want.
Thick and
tired we want
what are you
DMs
thick on?
Today of what you're thick and tired on, and we will...
Yeah. Stoyer.
We'll go ahead and do it.
Stoyer.
We will do it. We'll talk about it. So that's a wrap. Love you guys. Again, love my recording days with you all. And until next time, we will
see you next Tuesday.